And there's been a bunch of interesting studies recently that have shown that this playing around is really a kind of experimental research program. Here's one from Christine Laguerre's lab. What Christine did was use our blicket detectors, and what she did was show children that yellow ones made it go and red ones didn't, and then she showed them an anomaly. And what you'll see is that this little boy will go through 5 hypotheses in the space of 2 minutes. Okay, so his first hypothesis has just been falsified.
Nothing. This one's lighting up and this one's not.
Okay, he's got his experimental notebook out.
What's making this light up?
Every scientist will recognize that expression of despair, right?
Oh, it's because this needs to be like this, and this needs to be like this.
Okay, hypothesis 2.
That's why.
Now, this is his next idea. He tells the experimenter to do this, to try putting it out over onto the other location. Not working either.
Oh, because the light goes only to here, not here. Oh, the bottom of this box has electricity in here, but this doesn't have electricity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the 4th hypothesis.
It's lighting up. So we need to put 4. So we need to put 4 on this one to make it light up and 2 on this one to make it light up.
Okay, there's the 5th hypothesis. Now that is a particularly adorable and articulate little boy. But what Christine discovered is this is actually quite typical. If you look at the way children play, when you ask them to explain something, what they really do is do a series of experiments. This is actually pretty typical of 4-year-olds.